From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. At least 76 people were killed when a plane carrying members of a Brazilian soccer team crashed late Monday near Medellin, Colombia. Several people aboard the chartered plane survived the crash. Here is reporter James Bargin.
Obviously, everyone's in shock here. I mean, the fact that it's a football team doesn't make it any more or less tragic, but it definitely increases the shock factor.
The team had departed Bolivia to play in the final game of the Copa Sudamericana tournament. Rescue efforts were hindered by the mountainous crash site and low visibility. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Tuesday expressed her willingness to step down from office in an orderly manner without using the words impeachment or resignation. She said she would leave her future course to the National Assembly. Ms. Park spoke in a hastily scheduled televised address to the nation. United Nations Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura told the European Parliament Tuesday that he is uncertain how long the eastern part of Aleppo will last. He said the escalation of military attacks on the sector puts its continuing existence in doubt. The UN says a Syrian government offensive has forced nearly 16,000 people to flee their homes, and thousands more could follow. Britain and France have called for an immediate United Nations Security Council meeting on the recent increase in hostilities. A U.S. general is blaming human error for a coalition airstrike in September that killed Syrian government-aligned forces near Deir ez-Zor. Brigadier General Richard Coe says the coalition forces thought they were striking Islamic State forces. Coe said the strike killed at least 15 people, but an investigation was unable to determine the exact number. This is VOA News. The United Nations human rights spokeswoman said Tuesday civilians in the Iraqi city of Mosul are being killed by Islamic State extremists if they attempt to flee or refuse to help the jihadists. Ravina Shamdasani said IS jihadists have carried out hundreds of execution-style murders of civilians who refused to allow IS rockets and snipers into their houses or who attempted to flee. South African President Jacob Zuma has emerged intact from the latest challenge to his leadership, this one from within his own party. The ruling African National Congress held lengthy closed-door meetings on party members' call for him to resign, but decided to let him stay. Mr. Zuma has been dogged by charges of corruption, as we hear from Anita Powell.
South Africa's anti-corruption czar recently released a 355-page report documenting the president's links to a wealthy family who have allegedly steered cabinet decisions and improperly influenced government contracts. The corruption allegations have prompted the opposition to cry for his resignation. The most recent challenge to Zuma came as a surprise when three ANC stalwarts, the nation's tourism minister, health minister, and public works minister, called for the president's resignation. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
The Islamic State group says the man who carried out Monday's attack at Ohio State University was what it called a soldier of the caliphate. A statement posted by the group's news agency says Abdul Razak Ali Artan had responded to calls to attack the citizens of what it called international coalition countries. Law enforcement officials say just minutes before the attack, Artan put a post on Facebook blaming America for killing Muslims abroad and praising al-Qaeda cleric Anwar al-Awlaki as a hero. Artan, a Somali-born refugee, was living as a legal permanent resident in the U.S. and was a freshman business student at Ohio State. The U.S. Department of Commerce reported Tuesday that the economy grew significantly faster than expected between July and September, due primarily to strong consumer spending. The gross domestic product, or GDP, the total output of all goods and services in the U.S., expanded at an annual rate of 3.2%, its fastest pace in 2 years. U.S. National Guard troops have been deployed to help battle wildfires that have destroyed hundreds of buildings in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. The wildfires are moving through the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. They have forced the evacuations of more than 14,000 people in Gatlinburg alone. Others have been evacuated from nearby Pigeon Forge and elsewhere in Sevier County. A 16-story hotel is among the structures that have been destroyed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.